I've worked very hard when I was at the county to get that project moving forward. Now crossing over into this job, I'm excited about the opportunity to really leverage some of those dollars into opportunities.
Pensacola Mayor Grover Robinson listed Carpenter Creek as his top project to receive funding from BP oil spill funds as a member of the Escambia County Commission. Next up is putting together a plan to spend the money.
If a plan gets done, we are going to have more opportunities to leverage for direct things. Some of these things that will be both environmental improvements to both the creek and Bayou Tahar, but also there'll be some public amenities that can provide some of those opportunities to open up not only just our waterfront, but also our creek beds.
NERDA is the legal process that federal and state agencies, including the Florida Department of Environmental Protection, use to evaluate the impacts of oil spills, hazardous waste sites, and ship groundings on natural resources, both along the nation's coastline and throughout its interior.
I think it shows that DEP understands that the Carpenter's Creek project is a good project to partner with and leverage. I think our deal now is to get with the county to get that plan up and running so that we can begin to leverage more dollars than what we've got here into actual projects.
Plans for Carpenter Creek are for the restoration of the county-owned former wetland and construction of a stormwater treatment facility that flows off Olive Road. The creek's headwaters began at East Olive Road and run through the city of Pensacola before merging into Bayou Tahar and then flowing into Pensacola Bay.
This is really a long-term project, and it's very easy to lose sight of the project unless we continue to let people know that there are opportunities along the way to help the creek.
City Councilwoman Sherry Myers' District 2 is home to the creek, on which Myers often hosts cleanup work. She calls the NERDA award the best thing to happen to it in a long time. Work continues cleaning up debris and removing invasive species with a little help from Mother Nature.
In terms of releasing, for instance, the air potato beetle that is doing an incredible job of eating the air potato vine that's very invasive and has taken over a lot of the vegetation.
Among other things, the $2.1 million given to the project will pay for land acquisition, stormwater improvements and wetland floodplain restoration, storm monitoring and recreation. It's expected to take about 3 years to complete. Myers says that will be added to 8.5 acres at the headwaters, which the county purchased about a year ago.
There is a 4-acre lake on that property. I'm hoping that we can get some type of educational center there so people can come there, enjoy the beauty of the headwaters, the trees, and get to know a lot about Carpenter's Creek.
Improvements are also expected to reduce pollutant loads and hydrologic degradation, which will also benefit estuarine-dependent water column resources, oysters, and submerged aquatic vegetation in Bayou Tahar and Pensacola Bay. Myers is hoping the end result will include more insight to the creek's diverse history.
There was a famous swimming hole called Aunt Jenny's Hole, owned by a black family, and blacks and whites congregated there and swam together. This creek has a lot of meaning to the history of Pensacola, and we need to tell that history.
And along those lines, Myers is urging area residents to begin their own oral history of Carpenter Creek. For Mayor Grover Robinson, the opportunities don't begin and end with the NERDA dollars. For example, projects originating from the firm hired to develop Pensacola's waterfront.
Things through Florida Fish and Wildlife, anytime we can work with them to improve habitat. I think when you look at some things that are going to come out of SCAPE, you know, there's some more things that are talking about resiliency and habitat and dealing with some of these green shore projects that we could continue to have around that will also help stabilize our waterfront.
The Carpenter Creek project will be implemented by DEP's Florida Trustee Implementation Group in coordination with Escambia County. The City of Pensacola is a project partner, along with the Pensacola and Perdido Bay's Estuary Program. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.